Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. This is the place we come every single week to grow together as leaders, and I love every single week to pour into you. Thank you for just listening on your drive time, on your break, or whatever you're doing. Thank you just for tuning in today. And leaders all around the country, just like you, who are benefiting from this podcast, and I truly appreciate it and thank all of you so much. Let me tell you, I'm grateful for you, and I want to make certain if this is your first time listening, let me know where you're from. Let me know how you heard about it by following me at JosephWalker3. You can put it right there on my page and let me know, and I truly appreciate it. If something is said today that might be a blessing to you, make sure you let me know that. I thank you for that. Also, I want you to go over to josephwalker3.org. That's my website. And you can go check out my books and things. I've got a brand new book called Pursue the Purpose, Piece by Piece. I hope it'll bless you. And of course, you can find out when I'll be in your city. A lot of great content there. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Then, of course, I want to thank you for joining Next Level Leader Book Club. Text the word book club to 78228. Promise you, you won't regret it. It's a great opportunity to grow. We call it developing a catalog of consciousness. And I want you to make certain you do that. And I truly appreciate it so very, very much. And thank you for your kindness. We're so grateful and thankful. I'm excited about today's topic. And let me tell you, this topic today, oof, y'all, let me preface this by saying, I know you're already winning. You're winning. Congratulations. You're out here doing great work. I get it. Yes. Yes, you are. But has anybody had a conversation with you about the discipline of development, growing when you're already good? Has anybody ever talked to you about what that looks like? Do you recognize that one of the hardest things to do is to continue to be disciplined and to develop when you're at the top of your game? And man, let me tell you something. It just takes a level of anointing to be able to continue to develop, to make yourself a student and to grow and to get better even when you're out here winning. And winning, and winning. So I want to talk to you today, and I want us to have a conversation. I want to lock in today, and I want you to really think about this, right? Because this is about desire. That's the first point. You know, you have to understand growth must be chosen, not assumed. I have to want to grow. As a leader, I've learned that I always want to be a perpetual student. I always want to be in a place where I can glean something from someone else. I don't know it all. Never want to be the smartest person in the room. So as a consequence, I want to make sure that I'm constantly learning and growing and it's not assumed that I have it. There's a lot of areas that I'm grateful that I was able to go back to school or take a course or do something else because I want to develop. I want to grow. And particularly your craft, whatever it is you do for a living, you want to develop that. You want to find best practices. You want to enhance the things that you're doing and be more efficient. That's what it really means here. When you learn how to do that, that's a desire. Nobody can push that on you. You have to have a desire to want to do that. Man, that's deep. That's deep. Listen, here's the second thing. Diligence. Because excellence demands effort. It's not going to happen if you just lollygag around. You got to want to do this. You got to have a spirit of excellence. You got to motivate yourself and motivate people around you to say, this is what we're going to do, guys. We excellence or nothing. It takes effort to produce the kind of fruit you're trying to produce. It takes effort to get up and to still be on in the midst of all the different things you're having to encounter. This is why this is so important, because diligence matters. There have been times, man, when I've just been, you know, incredibly tired or slothful, and I had to just reach way down inside and realize, right, the importance of the moment, what was at stake. So it's time to snap out of it. It's time to go get up and let's go do great things together. Diligence matters. Here's number three, discomfort. Because see, stretching strengthens my skills. Sometimes
I have to embrace the discomfort. If I'm going to grow and be more disciplined in life, everybody can't, everybody can't bring me the same thing. Everybody can't ask me. I got to have variety. I got to be able, watch this, to be stretched. Who's stretching my vision? I need circumstances and things that can allow me to stretch, because resistance produces muscle. Think about that. Resistance. When you look over your life at all the things that you've tried to do that were rejected and you've experienced resistance, you begin to realize the importance of this. So use that space of discomfort as a moment that you're being stretched to strengthen skill sets you don't have right now. Here's the other thing. Direction. Be strategic about where you're going, what you're reading, what you're studying, etc. Direction is so important. And I keep quoting Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all of thy heart, lean not to thine own understanding in all thy ways. If you acknowledge him, he'll direct your path. Direction is important. Be strategic. Everything I read, I'm strategic about it. The books I read, and you all who follow me know that I'm an unapologetic nerd. What I'm reading, I'm strategic about. You know, what I'm connected to, I'm strategic about. So it's very, very important that I get direction. Discipline has a lot to do with where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing? When am I supposed to be there? That takes discipline to do that on an ongoing basis over and over and over again. And that's why it's important after you get direction to understand discipline, because success is sustained by structure. A lot of people stray away from structure. They hate structure because structure holds you accountable. When you have a level of structure in your life, it's amazing, right? How it will literally hold you accountable. Discipline. It's about success being sustained by that. It's about saying, look, you know, I'm at a point in my life where I have to make certain that I am disciplined. I'm not out here just breaking rules or doing things randomly. Everything has a place. Everything has a timing. So I want to make sure that I'm disciplined enough to know that success is always sustained by structure. Nothing is done without serious structure on the front end. I hope this is making sense to you. But then there is delegation. I've learned this, man. I've talked about it in my book, No Opportunity Wasted, that this is so important. The spirit of delegation is about understanding that growth requires giving others a chance. Your organization is never going to grow if you don't give other people an opportunity to be engaged or do the things they need to do. This is why it's so important, right? Delegate. Don't micromanage. Don't lead like nothing is happening. Get to a point as a leader that you delegate, that you lead in a place where you say, you know what? I've got all this talent around me. I've got all these extraordinary people. I need to give them an opportunity. I've just done this with my team. Come on, let's go. So you don't experience burnout. A part of your development is, what are you willing to release? Can you release something to someone else and know that it's still going to get done because you have your flavor, your anointing on the business, on the church, on whatever? You put your footprint on that. Everybody understands the excellence and the how to protect the brand. They understand all that. But people need a chance. And delegation is so important because it will save your life. Listen to me. Delegation will save your life. Moses tried to do so much by himself, that the prophet said, listen, this work is too great for you. And therefore he got Aaron and Hur to hold up his arms. They became the first armor bearers who held him up so he could focus on the main thing. You're going to have to give others a chance. You can't take all the credit here. You got to be willing to delegate. Say it with me slow. Delegate. There are people that still struggle with that because you don't trust. You don't trust other people's motives and agendas, et cetera. I get that, but you have to delegate, because if you don't do that, it'll be done for you. So I want to review what we talked about. Man, we've been talking about a lot today. And man, we're talking about our subject today is really about growing when you're already good. How do you develop the discipline to do that? That you keep showing up. Let me tell you something. It's about desire. We talked about how growth is chosen, not assumed. I choose to develop. I choose to put myself in a position where I can get better. Also, diligence, because excellence demands that, right? Effort, some skin I got to have in the game. Can't be everywhere, all over the place. I got to be so diligently locked in to produce excellence where I am. But then discomfort. I need to be stretched so that I can be strengthened. There is no strengthening without a stretching. Woo! But then there is direction. Direction, ladies and gentlemen, is about being strategic about where you are, having some sense that my steps are ordered by God and I'm where I need to be, when I need to be there, doing what I need to do. Whew. Then there is discipline. Discipline, the success to be sustained by structure. I need structure. I need guardrails. I need accountability. And then there's delegation. Somebody else can help me with this. And I want to leave this final principle with you. Dependence, staying connected to God as your source. Let me talk to you. We're out here winning, out here doing these great things, man, and celebrating them on Instagram and Facebook, but I want you to understand something. God must get the glory in all of this, man. You have to have a dependence upon God that nothing gets done without God's checkmark. Nothing gets done. You got to get to a point in your life when you're curating your vision that you're saying, God, what's your word? What's your timing? Not you going to God, telling God what your time is. It's truly available if you do it right. Are you hearing me? So I'm grateful. I'm thankful for all of you. I'm thankful for just the opportunity to pour into you. I hope this podcast is a blessing to you. And I really hope that, you know, if you continue to be dependent on God and look at all the things that God wants to do in your life, if you do it right, watch the blessings that will come in your life. It is amazing. I have seen God do extraordinary, amazing things in the lives of his people. I want to just continuously encourage you to stay connected. I want you to stay locked in. I don't want you to give up on your vision. I want you to hold tight to this. I want you to know that we are committed to bringing you this kind of content every single week. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to get my new book. Let me tell you why. Because this episode, I want you to understand, it's kind of a parallel to kind of some of the things I talk about in my book. I want you to get it. Because how do you continue to thrive? One of the things I talk about is I don't ever want to be a once was. I want to constantly thrive and constantly push. So I want you to do that. I want you to be hungry for it. I want you to go after it. I want you to be so locked in that you're like, man, not only am I dependent on God, I am dependable that whoever I connect with in any job space or any entrepreneurial space, I am reliable. Connectivity. Get that? So thank you. Again, go check out my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Make sure you follow me, Joseph Walker 3, all that good stuff, right? So again, I love to hear from you. Thank you so much. I appreciate all of you for spending just a few minutes with me today. And I pray God's blessings be upon your life. Until next time, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. I look forward to connecting with you.